It's a very complex issue, and I can understand why the Ministry of Trade and Industry is currently also facing the challenges that we encountered when we came into office, and having to realize that successive ministers have indeed done something on it, yet the problem was still lingering. We first and foremost had some discussions with the various stakeholders, and a lot of allegations were made by Kuta, and they made those allegations against some officials at the Ghana Investment Promotion Authority. So what we did was that we formed a committee, and the committee, which was also a task force, had all the stakeholders involved, including Kuta. And you remember my boss, the Minister then of Trade, Dr. Sugaza, indeed have some interactions with the chief justice to see whether they could form a way by which we can praise people who are engaged in such illegality. And the minister actually spent money to train some of the officials within the ministry and at the same time with Kuta and other agents so that they could have the authority to praise those who are engaged in such illegality. Now, all these things were done. What was then left was that we demanded from Kuta to provide us with every tool that we could go ahead and praise. The Minister of Trade doesn't operate as Makwal operates as Tito Lane. The Ministry doesn't operate in Kumasi or in Takoradi. Kuta operates everywhere. And they were not able to provide us with evidence. One thing we realized is that a lot of their members are the very who are engaged in such illegality. A Chinese man will come and rent a store, put the name of a Ghanaian, a member of Kuta. Indeed, the item there belongs to that Chinese man. But the person who is in charge of selling those items is a member of Kuta. And
former Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Murtala Muhammad.
Now, the head of finance department, University of Cape Coast Business School, Dr. John Gatti, says it will be difficult for Ghana to fully enforce the law that bars foreigners from doing retail business in the country. He said if that law is followed through, it could have repercussions for Ghanaians doing business in other countries.
It is very clear that successive governments have been trying so hard to ensure that the retail market is for Ghanaians and Ghanaians participate in it. But because of the way some Ghanaians operate in the market, collaboration with foreigners, and the fact that our relationship within ECOWAS is such that we also have Ghanaians in most West African countries engaging in one business or the other, these two important forces make it very difficult to ensure the implementation of the law as it is in our law books, relegating or defining the retail business for Ghanaians. We have a lot of Ghanaians who collaborate and front for foreigners to operate in our retail market, and therefore it makes it very difficult for the law to be effective in handling the matter. Our relationship within the ECOWAS and intervention by their government is also making it very difficult for the implementation of the law. So yes, Kuta is agitating again, but as to whether that can be implemented in their interest is another thing. I do not think that we can have a final solution to this matter because of the forces that are behind this thing.
People are of the view that if that is done, it may mean that Ghanaians in other countries too will also be forced to leave, because it happened in the 80s when Ghanaians were chased away from Nigeria. But should the government of Ghana not be concerned about the interests of Ghanaians looking at their welfare? If the people say their markets are being taken over by foreigners, shouldn't the government be doing something about it?
The government ought to do something about it, but it must implement that law, bearing in mind that it can have negative effect on other citizens in other parts of West Africa, for example. So that is also very important.
Head of Finance Department, School of Business, University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gatti, talking to Bukli Nogun.